And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 12th of January. It's the birthday of Rob Zombie, born on this day in 1965. Rob Zombie is an American metal singer, songwriter, filmmaker, and voice actor. Zombie is a founding member of the heavy metal band White Zombie, as well as being a solo artist. Rob went vegan after watching a documentary called The Animals Film in the 1980s and soon realized veganism and his music go hand in hand, as he saw that both are about thinking for yourself. Both Rob Zombie and his wife, Sherry Moon, are outspoken animal advocates, but they don't just talk the talk. As well as being involved with animal sanctuaries, they provide homes for rescued animals on their own property in Connecticut. When his parents were both diagnosed with cancer in their 60s, Rob convinced them to adopt a plant-based diet to help with their health. They are now in their 80s. Today is the birthday of Heather Mills, born on this day in 1968. Heather Mills is a vegan activist and former model. She became vegan after a life-changing accident in 1993 left her with a leg amputation. She discovered that a vegan diet helped clear up her infection. She continued to model, setting an example for those whose bodies may not conform to stereotypical standards of beauty. Heather Mills credits her ex-husband, Paul McCartney, for helping her see the benefits of a vegan lifestyle. She stated, "It's only since I met Paul that I really got to understand how veganism not only benefits your health massively, but also makes a huge difference to the planet, to animals, and to feeding the world." Mills is outspoken about animal cruelty. She is the founder of V-Bites, a vegan food company, and she owns Alternative Stores, a vegan online supermarket. The publication of After Noah, Animals and the Liberation of Theology by Andrew Lindsay and Dan Cohn-Sherbach was on this day in 1997. A comprehensive study of Jewish and Christian teachings about animals, this text shows how Jews and Christians have often failed to promote a compassionate and sensitive regard for animals. They argue that the way we treat animals is a benchmark of the kind of society we are, and that in recognizing the true and biblically based value of animals, we liberate ourselves from the idolatry which is found at the heart of much contemporary spirituality. It is addressed to all people of faith to finally understand that in devaluing animals, we ultimately devalue ourselves and our own souls. The publication of What's Missing from Medicine? Six Lifestyle Changes to Overcome Chronic Illness by Sarai Stancic, MD, was on this day in 2021. In the fall of 1995, Dr. Stancic was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. By 2003, she walked regularly with a cane, had given up virtually all unnecessary physical activity, and was on numerous medications, all of which had horrible side effects. After stumbling upon some studies that linked MS outcomes to diet and lifestyle, Dr. Stancic undertook a radically different approach to managing her illness and adopted a plant-based diet. Within a relatively short period of time, she was off all MS medications, walking normally, resumed dancing, and in 2010, she ran a marathon. Today, she lives an active, symptom-free life and takes no medication for multiple sclerosis. Her prescription to prevent, treat, and even reverse chronic illnesses such as heart disease, diabetes, obesity, autoimmune diseases like lupus, multiple sclerosis, and many others is what readers will find in this book. Dr. Stancic is also highly critical of the medical community's lack of success when it comes to treating chronic illness. And that's why What's Missing from Medicine is a clarion call for the medical establishment to make these lifestyle changes an integral part of the practice of medicine. And here's a quote from Dr. Andrew Lindsay. "The Bible nowhere says that animals are just made for human use. It does not say that the whole earth is just ours to do with as we like. Neither does it say that God's sole interest is with the human species. We cannot allow such an important and influential book to become the preserve of those who want to exploit animals. The Bible needs to be read, studied, and reclaimed for the animals. For if animals are God's creatures, we have no absolute rights over them, only the duty to look after them as God would look after them. To stand with Jesus is to reject our view of ourselves as gods and lords of creation. We are to honor life for the sake of the Lord of life. Animals are God's creatures, not human property, nor utilities, nor resources, nor commodities, but precious beings in God's sight. A quote from Dr. Andrew Lindsay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to protect life today.